and action.
Adrenaline in the hole with things that no, Scott, you messed
no,
it up.
I can't. Like, I just want to sing the black one now.
So sing it.
But no, I,
no one's holding
I don't think I can even sing that's that soft an N. It's the other the other more socially acceptable N. But I still don't think I should sing that like as the first line of the podcast. Kelly's gonna sing it too. See, now I'm just singing N's in that in my head to that.
Cody Rhodes. WrestleMania.
Black icon Cody Rhodes.
He's a black icon.
If you haven't heard the cool
the cool
remix of Cody Rhodes' Adrenaline theme song about him being a black icon and there being more than one black world champion, you should do yourself a favor and do that, because it's at least replaced the regular Cody Rhodes theme that has been in, I think I can confidently say, all of our heads for, has it been 2 weeks now? Yeah.
No, not for me.
No?
I was trying to remember what it was.
Oh.
Oh, well, lucky you.
Kelly got the lucky end of the straw. Yeah.
You didn't hear it enough times at Mania for it to sink in?
I have brain damage. I can't, like...
That's fair.
In the last couple of years, I'm trying to remember wrestlers' names and stuff like that.
Your own name.
Yeah, or my own name. And I can't, like, it's like, the guy, and he did the... Oh, God. And I have to, like...
Kelly, that's Hulk Hogan.
Work backwards and be like, okay, he wrestled this guy.
You have to, like, solve your own memento mysteries?
Yes, I have to tattoo wrestlers' names on my body now.
I like your Mike the Miz Mizanin tattoo on your leg.
Yeah. Well, you'll never forget now.
It's like that match he had with, hold on.
Look at your taint.
Duke the Dumpster Drum.
I like that that's the wrestler you chose to tattoo on your penis.
He's important. That's what I call the trash compactor.
That's very good.
Yeah.
We could end. You want to call
that's
it?
That's an ending.
That's a big ending.
Maybe in a better world, I would just take out that chunk and put it at the end. But we know that's not happening. You'll have to say something equally good at the end.
You edit every single episode that we do.
I'm a big editor.
Yeah, you're
J. Jonah Jameson.
You're cutting out all of the swears and cusses, so every episode's monetized. We know that.
100%.
And that's the end of my statement.
The episode before last week, so the one before dog porn, got like demonetized like well after the like a week after it had been
caught up
out public. So I don't know if people are reporting it or what, but knock it off.
I like people that listen to this podcast that are behind by several episodes.
Yeah.
And then by the time they get caught up to this episode,
we'll be dead.
You and I have already recorded like 3, 4, 5, whatever many more.
Yeah.
And then they'll ask very specific question because to them, this episode happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Real time.
Not a month ago.
Yeah.
And we've already forgotten every... I don't even know where we are right now. And you think in a month I'm going to remember me saying one specific thing?
Yeah, like if you quizzed me on this podcast the second I hit stop, I would not do well on that quiz.
Nope.
Well, then it looks like I'm not the only one who needs a memento.
We'll have to memento the live podcast on our bodies as we record
I'm going to have to memento the stuff that Kelly said about memento.
And does that mean we have to get Duke the Dumpster Jersey tattooed on our dick?
No, we're going to have to, like another layer down Inception-wise, overrated movie, remember that Kelly tattooed Duke the Dumpster Drossy on his dick on our dicks.
Right.
All you need.
Which our dicks are definitely long enough to do.
Where does Kelly have that tattoo of Duke the Dumpster Drossy? Oh, he has it tattooed on his penis.
Drew is miming looking at his penis by looking at his penis.
Also, I was very generous with how far out my penis goes.
Yeah, you served yourself well.
You know, I'm a grower, not a shower.
Absolutely.
And even when I'm a shower, I'm not as big as I mimed.
I
mimed like 7 inches. I was like, yeah, that's my penis.
Can I just say how excited I am that I can call my penis the trash can?
your life has just gotten better.
Do we say...
No, we haven't said shit. So say some stuff.
This is the Worst Year of Our Lives podcast, a.k.a. the news sometimes, but also WrestleMania reviews and previews. Yep. I'm Drew, that's Scott, and the one at the end is Kelly. And as you can tell, he's clearly on the end.
Yeah. With this recorded in mono, you can definitely tell who's where.
Thanks for listening to another wrestling-related podcast. We know most of you love it. And by most of you, I mean almost none of you.
You were all pretty good, boys and girls, about the Mania preview.
That's because we did a lot of fun stuff before. I feel like this one's going to be less fun. This is more about the wrestling.
Have we instituted our no fun policy?
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to be with that attitude.
I'm the no fun league.
Exactly.
Well, can't always expect them to be good. I am. This is the no fun league. And yeah. The no spin zone. Although one time I think I called it the no spin cycle.
You did. You said that or something equally ridiculous. Yeah. That was not the right thing.
The no spin zone. So we don't spin things here.
Yeah.
We tell it the way it is.
We're a couple
like
of Bill
real Americans.
We're a couple of Bill O'Reillys and one...
Dennis Miller.
I was going to go Ann Coulter.
Oh.
Is she still a thing?
Who's the Ann Coulter?
Kelly.
Yeah. Oh.
Because he's the prettiest.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. She's still around.
Ann Coulter.
I think she's still promoting for DONALDTRUMP, Donald Trump, Trump, Trump.
Oh. I thought you were just spelling it so the dog wouldn't understand.
Kelly gets angry if he hears the word Donald Trump.
I do?
You gotta trick him by saying W-A-L. Maybe a new single for W-A-L-K.
It's a committee.
Maybe we need to S-T-O-R-M the capital.
it's a thing from an Andrew Santino, Bobby Lee podcast episode.
Bad Friends.
With the Donald Trump thing.
Which of us is the Andrew Santino and which of us is the Bobby Lee?
You're more of a ginger.
Keeping in mind that your name is Andrew and I'm Chinese. But yes, I think I'm more interested in
you're Indian, which is pretty much the same.
I'm not Indian.
It's pretty much the same thing.
I'm from Indochina.
I'm an Indo-Chinese tiger.
When did we stop
doing... You could be North Korean.
I'd love to be North Korean. When did we stop doing Indochina?
1910.
Okay. Why?
Because Indians and Chinese people are technically different. I know that's not what it means, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to think what it was.
Indonesian China.
It never occurred to me, because I think there's...
Is this a history lesson podcast now?
No, we're on to entertainment news. that big Indian movie that was it maybe up for the
RRR?
Oscar?
RRR.
Yeah,
RRR.
And like, I haven't seen
which
it.
They couldn't...
I haven't seen it because it's foreign, and I refuse. I will not read while I watch a movie. But there, like,
that's a lot.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to read while watching a movie. But I don't know if I saw a clip or a trailer or something, but there were Chinese guys in RRR.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, that seemed insane to me. But I'm like, wait, India and China border each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know what I thought. I'm like, do they do like an epicanthal fold check at the border? if you don't pass, you don't get in. But yeah, of course there's Chinese guys in India and vice versa, but it literally never occurred to me.
How do the Chinese people say the name of the movie?
LLL. And that's the show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time.
It's still called Indochina, just not officially. Because it is between the Indian subcontinent and the Chinese mainland.
Yeah.
But it's still called that we just don't use...
I think we need to get back to it.
We just don't use the term anymore.
I think we need to get back to making...
the countries? You can't. You don't know.
India? China?
Nope.
Oh.
It's between the two. It's the peninsula of Southeast Asia that's between the two at the bottom.
Bangladesh?
Nope.
Myanmar, although it'll always be Burma to me.
Myanmar is one.
Laos.
Yeah.
Cambodia.
Yeah.
Malaysia.
Yeah.
Vietnam, north and south. I don't acknowledge the results of the war.
Yeah.
Is Burma still like an insane war zone?
Yeah. It's crazy. And they have like a weird, like they built a new capital
in
like
2016. They built new capital so they could knock it down.
They should do. I mean, let people get out of their systems. Yeah. Just go to Capitol Town.
Build a second White House.
Storm it
in like.
And who gets hurt?
Like West Virginia.
Yeah, have a
and
replica.
Then just tell them.
Have a.
Oh, the president's here now.
Yeah.
So that when they get mad, they can go.
They can go
the
there. Nobody
Capitol.
Gets hurt. Have a replica of Nancy Pelosi's desk. Yep.
Have a guy shit on it.
Like, yeah, it'd be nice. But, Myanmar, like, built, like, a new city in, I don't know, 2016 or something. And, like, nobody lives there, but it's, like, a full city with, like, large buildings and stuff. And that's the capital. I don't know. But it's a fucked up place. But they have a cool flag with a dragon on it.
That's nice.
Yeah. Did I name all the things? Vietnam?
Yep, that's it.
Oh.
Yeah, you got it.
And this is also me learning that Indochina isn't just everything from India to China. It's the taint of India and China.
It's the peninsula.
I literally didn't know that.
Oh, there you go. See, it is an educational podcast today.
It is. We're here to not so much have you learn, but for us to learn. And if you learn
via us learning,
then that's just gravy. So we said the name of the podcast.
Yeah,
we said our names.
I said who we were.
That's pretty good.
What was the thing that I said I was going to bring back? Oh, yeah, but I can't.
Sexy.
No, but I can't say it on the podcast, so.
Oh, what?
What I said in the car when you got here, and then you're like, you don't hear that a lot. And then we discussed what it was.
Oh, yeah. I guess. I don't know.
I don't think I could say it on the podcast. So I
certainly not with that.
Out of respect for present company.
Yeah, and the president.
I will not be saying the thing I said out loud on the podcast. I will be saying it when the podcast goes off the air so Kelly knows what I'm talking about.
You should say
scream it from the top of a mountain?
No, you should say the first syllable of it as I'm turning the podcast off.
Oh, yeah, good, done, deal. Stay tuned to the end of the podcast where I'll definitely say the word.
Where you can try to, fun game at home for next week, try to figure out the word Drew's trying to bring back. What else needs doing?
Ats are in softpaws on social medias, letterboxes, there was another one that I thought of that I was going to start telling people, but I've already forgotten it. Mastodon, Instagram, Twitter. What was the other thing I had to log into that I've forgotten I had?
I don't know.
Whatever. Letterbox is the only important one. It's the only one I use.
Not Scott Henson on stuff. Thanks to everyone who's joined the new Discord. There are a lot more people than I thought would do it in the couple days it's been up so far. So keep doing that. There's a link to the Discord in the description on the YouTube video of this thing you're listening to right now. YouTube.com/@NotScottHenson. That's where all the good stuff is. And if you're so inclined, become a member of the YouTube channel. Click the join button at youtube.com/@NotScottHenson and start giving money, you clawed. and other places to give money more directly are paypal.me/NotScottHenson and paypal.me/SarianSoftpaws. And Kelly's social medias are Leave Him Alone, right?
Kinda.
Yeah. And Drew's left. A record early departure.
It was dark in here and I was turning the light on. I don't want to record in the dark. I don't know where your hands have been.
A little premature, I would say.
I'm never premature. I'm often the opposite.
Post-mature?
I just give up. Post-mature. I'm a post-mature ejaculator.
Is my feet...
Does that mean that I go... I get hard and I go until I lose the boner, and then 10 minutes later, I come.
No, I think it's more long-term when you start dating a girl where she's a child, but you don't have sex with her until she's of age, until she's post-mature.
Or okay.
Dane Cook style.
Nice.
I mean, you're not...
Dane's the man.
Yeah.
Dane knows what's up.
He's my second favorite guy named Dane.
Squatting down on the top of a chair to make it look like he's a gargoyle.
Yeah.
And doing gargoyle work for 5 minutes.
Pulling a bunch of faces.
Yeah.
He was all of our... I'm going to speak for all of us. He was... all of our favorite stand-up comedian for a six-month period.
What do you mean was?
Is that fair?
I felt maybe... I wouldn't say that long for me. I think I started turning on him probably the earliest.
Interesting.
Out of most people that I know.
That's fair.
Because I was like, He's just talking about things that we had growing up.
Like, he's just doing Louis C.K. bits, but worse.
Yeah. Did you know that in Mystery Men, where he's the waffler?
Yes.
Yeah.
The character was originally supposed to be somebody who couldn't make up their mind. And Dane is so dumb that he legitimately thought just it was the waffler. And so...
But surely someone else...
Well, no, that's the thing. So the thing is, like, he got... Because I guess they let them pick their costumes, like the background guys.
Yeah.
They just gave them, like, here's a giant bunch of fucking stuff. Pick whatever looks stupid or ridiculous.
Yeah.
So when he did it, he legitimately, like, dressed like that. They saw him. They're like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, like, I'm the waffler. Like, I like... And they're like, no, you're supposed to be somebody who, like, goes back and forth between things,
waffles or between waffles decisions,
and he goes, "Oh, I didn't get that." And then they just, they're just like, "Well, this is funny too." And then they just let it go, right? But
and then he became the number one comic on Earth.
Yeah, but so did Jeff Dunham. So did Larry.
Okay, this feels better. This feels better. Okay, the Audacity decided to just be a dick, so there'll probably be one weird little cut you just heard, and it definitely wasn't Drew saying the biggest slur you've ever heard. Drew, for the sake of argument, what is the biggest slur you've ever heard?
The biggest?
Okay, no, that's not fair. That's not fair to say on the podcast. Who's the biggest slur you've ever seen?
Oh. Amy Schumer?
Yao Ming.
Amy Schumer?
Amy Schumer.
Hate Amy Schumer.
I will give $1,000 if either of you remember... What we were talking about
before. Moving on.
We had to stop.
Moving on.
Do you have a clue?
Hold on.
Checking his penis.
No, I just Duke the dumpster.
I think we moved past Duke. Sadly. I think we said all the housekeeping. You want me in Tampilo? You want me to jerk you off?
No. What kind of hotel is this? The good kind, Kelly. Oh, it's you.
So I guess we should get into the stupid show, right? Or do we...
No, let's just do the show. Let's move on before we have more issues with this thing. And then politely, I can kill you to get the fuck out of my house.
You're going to say politely, I can kill you.
Politely, I'm going to kill you.
As long as it's polite. I would like the last thing I witnessed to be a polite you. Slowly... plunging a knife into my jugular.
I'm gonna shoot you.
Yeah.
A dirty look.
Oh.
Then I'm gonna kiss you.
Huh?
No, no, blow your brains out.
Oh.
I'm gonna blow out the back of your head.
You're gonna blow my back out?
Yeah.
You're gonna kill me by blowing my back out?
Yep. Yeah, the first time.
That is what the gypsy told me. I guess we can save for next time the Utah story.
The Utah Jizz?
Not the Utah Jizz, the new hockey team. Although that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
We
can save that for Drew's professional hockey corner next episode, which I know people love.
No,
that's pretty fun. Maybe we should just save that for next time.
All right. It's from our good friend Libs of TikTok, who makes... just all the worst content. And I think I'll have to look into it, but I feel like, cause like Libs of TikTok is like a shitty right wing, like fascist level right wing channel. But I think it came out that like I don't know the truth of anything. I work only on hearsay, but I think it came out that like the person who runs it is trans or something, which is very funny. Cause there's I'm going to say 75% of Libs of TikTok's content is like anti-trans. So I don't know like what the deal is. So I will, here's my promise to you for next week. I will do zero additional research and then speak confidently on it next week. But there is a fun.
There's no other way to do it.
There is a funny story they posted, which I don't know, 50-50 more, probably 75-25. It's a lie, but it's a funny story. Regardless, so yep. Stay tuned to the news next week.
The news. It'll be... we do have a plan going forward.
Yeah.
Next week,
mm-hmm.
requests, assuming they've been figured out, which they have.
Spoiler, It's anime.
It's anime. Shocker. This podcast is an anime podcast.
But it is an anime that I, this is a shameful admittance,
have jerked off to because it's PG.
That's not fair. That I have downloaded by myself before it was requested. I didn't watch it because I don't watch anything.
Why wouldn't you brag about that? That seems like something you'd brag about.
Should I brag about it?
Yeah. I had this downloaded years before anybody told me to watch it, but I didn't watch it.
I don't know, like bragging that you were the first person to think Dane Cook wasn't cool?
Ouch. It's 25 episodes?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I know.
Am I going to actually like it?
I don't know. Apparently it's
at least they're 23-minute episodes.
I think it's supposed to be really good. Have you seen Berserk, Kelly?
Yes. Like the original?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's very good.
It's very good.
It's the last episode is very fucked up, but
nice.
I heard a lot of it's fucked up.
They did a sequel finally after I don't know how many, because I think that came out in 97.
It came out in 97. They did like a 2012 15th anniversary like remaster of it. And then 2017 they did a new season. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, but it was that weird period of like kind of CGI with like still anime kind of, like it's that weird period where they couldn't make up their minds.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we have been paid for the first half, and I believe will be paid for the second half, just of the original. The
original's great.
Yeah. Although actually I think it's a supercut of the original and the remaster stuff, because I think some stuff is better in the remaster.
Yes, there's way more stuff in the remaster.
Okay. Yeah. So it's that. So
there's like a shit ton
so
of
So thanks
like,
to Dead Sane for that.
There's a shit ton of like movies.
Well, there's like three movies that tell the first kind of story.
Oh, it's
like
one of those.
Made in Abyss style.
Yeah.
Abyss.
Have we talked about Made in Abyss?
I don't know. We're not here to talk about that.
Have you watched it?
No.
Watch Made in Abyss.
Okay. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. It's
Have you watched Beastars?
Huh?
Have you watched Beastars?
I don't think I've seen the second season.
We've seen some of the first.
I know how it all ends and everything.
Brag. Don't spoil it.
I read, I think, like the first.
Does Legoshi blow his brains out? I
fucking wish.
Like, damn.
I think I read like the first.
Harsh indictment.
Because there's like a million fucking chapters. There's so fucking many. And I got to a point where it's just like, this is just the same shit over and over and over again. I'm like, so I just kind of like stopped. And then I'm just like, then gotcha. I found out like, oh, it ended. So I just I read the last chapter and I was like,
fair enough.
Cool.
Cool.
What about Killing Bites?
Oh, Killing Bites is say. It has a lot less play than other big anime. But yeah, your mission is to check out Made in Abyss and Killing Bites. Killing Bites is literally, we live in a society that has the surgery.
Ooh.
And there's like four business criminal cartels that control Japan, and they have these proxy like anthro animal fighters that do a battle royal, and the winner gets, I don't know, the oil rights or whatever. But it's awesome.
Okay.
And tons of TF. So, yeah, big thumbs up on Killing
Bites. And a big selling point on it is that everything is, like, very proportional. So, like, little animals are small and big animals are big.
Okay.
Yes.
Zootopia style.
Zootopia style. And Beastars style. Beastars is good with sizes.
Oh, sorry. I was talking about Beastars.
Oh.
I was not. Talking about.
I was going to say, I was thinking Killing Bites isn't
that Killing Bites is wildly mixed up.
Although they are mostly all big animals anyway.
So that's the point.
Yeah. But so that's been the anime corner. You're welcome.
Except for it's always the anime corner on this podcast.
Because you people did this to us.
I never thought I would watch as much anime.
I never thought I would watch an anime.
I have.
And now here we are at your mercy. Just watching stuff that wouldn't even exist had two nuclear bombs not been dropped in 1945.
And thank God for those nukes.
you're a pro nuke guy.
Well, I'm pro good anime.
You're pro anime, so and the
they ends, go hand in hand. My
the
friend.
Ends justify the means.
Correct.
However, we needed to get to anime is justified.
WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
Fair. WrestleMania, extra large, number 40. Not to be confused with XXX, which is the best name.
Of WrestleMania, the hardcore pornography.
WrestleMania, a porn parody.
I like that.
WrestleMania, this was WrestleMania Neon Green.
Neon Green, Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
was it green because of the Philadelphia Eagles or because of Triple H?
I think because of both.
Both.
Okay. I think it's both. Although the neon is more Triple H.
Yeah.
But it was his debutante ball.
And the skulls.
And the skulls.
Even though there was no skulls. He probably wanted skulls.
Yeah, because this was Triple H's coming out party. Why did that stop everything?
Oh, because I was waiting for you to say something more, but then you just stopped. So.
No, Triple H is gay, and he came out and had a party and came out.
So if you listen to the preview episode...
you're welcome.
Thanks for sucking it up and going through the whole thing.
Yeah.
If you did.
Thanks for the suck.
Apology for another wrestling podcast and the fact there'll be another one in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Two?
Oh, 2 weeks, that's correct. my bad.
Yeah.
So WrestleMania Saturday, from Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, the attendance was claimed to be 70,057 people.
It wasn't.
That's if you include everybody on the premises.
That's if you include anyone who's ever been in the stadium. No, like they had a lot of people there.
It was mostly full, but the entranceway alone takes away.
Yeah.
Like, to almost 10,000 seats.
Why can't we just stop lying about attendance?
Because it's always got to be bigger.
Yep.
Bigger is better.
If nobody lied,
bigger,
it'd be
better,
fine.
Blacker.
The WWE is larger than life. You can't have just okay numbers. You have to have, or even good numbers. They have to be outstanding numbers.
Even good. Oh, speaking of adjectives, it was maybe last week because we realized we hadn't seen the last, 75 Botchamania videos. And maybe I've seen the sporadic ones, but like I went back to where I definitely hadn't seen a bunch in a row, and it's like 2021 into 2022. Do you remember the shit they were doing for 2022 when they were? You know what I'm talking about. Also, you're right not to remember. I absolutely didn't remember until I saw the Botchmania video. But they were very much trying to make Fetch happen by calling it the most stupendous WrestleMania.
Yes, I do remember the stupendous.
Do you remember that shit?
Yeah, because we made fun of it.
Of course we did.
When we watched it.
I was so happy I blocked that out of my mind. But that shit was embarrassing. Like, Vince had a weird, like, regression period.
The 1940s?
Yeah, where he went back to a time before he was born, and he's really old with the stupendous WrestleMania and Madcap Moss.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck was going on?
Yeah. Doing Peaky Blinders shit with
The fucking Brawling Brutes and Butch.
And
Stupendous Pal.
Stupendous wasn't a thing when Vince was alive. Like, I don't know. It's I don't love WWE now, but it is a lot better.
It's so much better.
It's a lot
better. It is.
Anyone who says it's the same is wrong and isn't watching.
Yeah. Tribalism.
Yeah.
Kelly, what if I told you that there is an unconfirmed rumor that Vince is trying to start his own company?
I heard about
this. Did you hear that?
Yes.
That can't happen.
I could see him running one show that goes poorly. And he would get, like, enough of his, like, loyal people that are available to do it. And he would, like, lose a bunch of money. And it would be, like, everything would be terrible. But I could see him doing one show.
It'd be a fun show.
I mean, he has enough money of his own that he could do one show.
He's
like, $800 million.
Well, yeah, I know he's like, burning money.
But whatever he had before a few months ago, which was a lot of money, he has additionally sold $1 billion in stock.
Yes, but that is also to pay off things that he needs to pay off and have money for things that he needs to have.
What does he need to pay off? Did something happen?
He went back to his home planet and died along the way.
I didn't even know he was sick.
So... they lied about their numbers, as they usually do.
Yeah. Like, they probably had 64, 65.
Yeah, which is still impressive.
Which is still a lot of people.
I don't know why you got to go to 70, 57.
Yeah.
But, I like, if you include all the parking attendants and the janitorial staff.
How about ghosts?
And ghosts and goblins and ghouls.
Okay.
Maybe you get to 70.
I'll give you ghosts. I'll maybe give you goblins.
No ghouls?
You can't have ghouls.
No little green ghouls?
Like no little green ghouls. Mm. Although I know they are one of your hobbies.
Oh, ghouls.
Ghouls.
Yeah. You know. People's knees.
You know, little green ghouls? No, I don't.
So we opened with the WWE Women's World title.
Boo.
Which was Rhea Ripley defending and beating Becky Lynch. Mm-hmm. We all said Rhea to retain. Dave Meltzer gave it 4¼ star.
Kept
that.
Okay. We gave it, Scott said 3.5. Kelly said 4¾.
I did not give it 4.
And I said 3 even.
Yeah. And to restate, these were our predictions for what we thought we would give it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not what we thought Meltzer would give it.
Yes. It was
good.
A very fine SmackDown
main event.
Or like a secondary paper. Oh, sorry, PLE.
Thank you.
Like semi main event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it was a good match.
Nothing wild, nothing crazy. Couple of good spots.
I really liked that. So Mania happened April 6th and 7th. We're recording this on the 19th. Also, in a matter of hours, you know what to do, guys. Blaze it. So we don't... same with the podcast. Like, we wouldn't have remembered much the next day, let alone 12 and 13.
I didn't remember a lot the night of.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
Kevin, you don't remember
Kevin drugged us.
You don't remember the Dev Patel HBO miniseries the night of?
I do like Dev. I like him a lot.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, no. Oh no! I called Riz Ahmed Dev Patel. But Drew,
what's that Drew, even
no,
Indian?
Drew, listen to me. Drew, listen to me.
Uh-huh.
Listen to me. Are you sitting down?
I'm going to sit down.
It's not because I'm racist.
Okay.
It's because their
first 1, 2, 3.
It's because their first names have 3 letters and their last names have 5 letters.
Why is that the autism you have?
It's my special.
It's so weird.
It's my special thing, and I'm your special boy.
The match was
also
very...
it's a little bit of racism.
It's a lot of racism. And the cage match rating was a 7.42.
Which reflects less than a 4¼ from Dave.
They did one cool top rope spot.
Yeah.
They do a pump handle slam off the top.
They did a pump handle slam onto the top turnbuckle and then I think a regular one after. I think that was the finish.
Yeah. But
they did a very cool electric chair.
Yeah.
Roll over the top rope,
land on
standing
feet.
On the floor still in the electric chair. Very well done.
Very idea. Hard of time. Not easy to do.
Was it the finish they had? There was a very cool reversal that went into the pump handle, I think.
There was.
Yeah.
But I don't remember. Oh.
I think it was reversing Becky's, like, manhandle slam, I think it's called.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah. It was good. Yeah. The cage match is about right with a 7.4, which is in the it's like not quite a 4. I'm pretty. Would I give it 3¾? Tell me. I'm not good at my own opinion.
I'm not giving it 3¾.
Are you giving it
because
2¼?
Because I feel like it was so forgettable.
Yeah.
I had initially said 3. I'm going to go 3¼. It was better than I thought it would be, but still nothing spectacular.
You've talked me into 3.5.
That's what you initially gave it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good for me. Maybe I'll do that for every single match on both days.
I don't think you will.
Okay. I'll probably lower it to 3¼ as well.
Racist against beautiful white women
with Aryan
with crazy accents.
Yeah. So next.
Also, I'm just about done.
I'm just about done with you.
I'm just about done with accents. Okay. Like,
except for Indian ones, because you're so good at them.
I am very good at those. But you can people with accents. You can hear us, right? Just fucking talk like that.
But we have accents to them.
No, we don't.
Oh.
We have the right speech. Everyone else is ridiculous.
Everyone's retarded but you.
Yes.
Should I have said that? Yeah, we're 20 minutes in. It's fine.
We're 20 minutes in the second bar. We're like 36 total.
That is true.
So yeah. That was that. Drew, stop playing with your LED bullshit. No one can see it.
You can. It's giving you a headache.
I know I can, and it's giving me a headache, but the podcast
can't
see it. The
point is to give you a headache. Anyways, next match was the Raw and SmackDown Tag Team Title 6-Pack Ladder Match, which, boy, did we get a little bit of a twisty, turvy, twirvy twist in it.
Nope. No, pass. Dump it.
A-Town Down Under. And
accents.
The Awesome Truth defeated the Judgment Day, hashtag DIY, the New Day, and New Catch Republic. Dave Meltzer gave it 4.25. Cage Match has it as a 7.49.
It's very similar to the first.
We all said The Awesome Truth.
Yeah. Because we thought there would be one winner.
You said 3.75. Kelly said 3.25. And I said 4.
Yeah. So when they the establishing camera shot for the match, we notice
the belts were very separated.
Two big hooks hanging from the ceiling, quite far apart from each other. Like, oh, they're splitting the titles. As they should not have. Don't split the titles.
Well, either have one set of titles.
Yes, have one set of titles.
Or have both titles. But don't have one title champion that's carrying two belts.
Fair. But do have one title champion that's carrying three belts, because that's a triple crown and that's cool.
Yes.
Unless you're, like, a lovable loser who's too gay for Japanese wrestling, and then they create a thing for you so you can do it for all of 2 months and then lose two of the three titles.
Oh, it took me a while to figure out. You're talking about Eddie Kingston.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's too gay for Japanese? I thought you meant literally, like, too homosexual to wrestle in Japan.
I'm as
like,
if Japan
No one's too gay for Japanese wrestling. That's the beauty of Japanese wrestling.
I thought this was really good, but there was very obvious who stuck out as sore thumbs in this match.
True.
And who were the ones carrying the workload, and yes. The biggest problem I had with it was how, I mean, obviously you want to do this, but how bad every single push the ladder over, guillotine yourself on the ropes looked.
One of which resulted in the first guys getting the titles.
Yes, but like there were like six of them, and every single one of them look fucking terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Like land on your feet first and take a go down to your butt bump without even hitting the ropes, or
so safe.
Catch the ropes and then just go down.
Yeah, I was going to say this might be the safest ladder match I've ever seen.
It was pretty safe, really,
which
was.
Isn't a bad thing.
No, but you're like, hey, be safe.
Yeah. No. But there were some like risky spots.
Yep.
And like there was that one, I think the most dangerous spot I think is when they threw Pete Dunne into Tyler Bate.
Yeah,
and
who like, was he, on the ladder.
And he fell down and like almost broke his leg.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, that was the worst out of all of it, which was kind of surprising. But like everything else, there were some things that could have went bad very badly.
Yeah.
But everyone was fine. But yeah, like there wasn't any like insane diving off the top through like a bunch of tables or anything kind of like that. So.
Yeah, no huge spots really.
Yeah, they did the powerbomb on Waller. After they won the titles onto the ladder bridge outside, which basically like
styrofoam.
Yeah, I'm like, what's that ladder made of?
They also killed JD McDonagh, throwing him over the top rope through a table.
Oh, that's right.
Which he almost like domed himself on the railing.
Definitely almost died on that one. Yeah, so that one was less safe. And then David Priest kept trying to climb a ladder that didn't work.
Oh my god!
We're like, you gotta get off.
New
you
ladder,
get
buddy.
Off.
New ladder, screaming buddy. At him. Yeah. Get a new ladder.
And so was I think was it the female? Yeah, it was the female ref who was like tapping him and grabbing his leg, but he didn't know what was up, so he was like kicking her away. It's just like the fucking ladder's broken. And then once he gets onto like the sixth rung, he's like, oh shit, ladder's broken.
Yeah.
So he tosses it and then. To speed things up, R-Truth just passes him a new ladder and he starts climbing
in. No, it was brought up that he thinks he's still in Judgment Day.
It worked in case.
So he was
terms.
Helping. Yeah, that's okay. What it was. We said this when it happened, that the two worst teams in the match won the tag titles.
100%.
Yeah.
The other four teams are significantly good.
Yeah.
And then these ones are like the like character ones.
Yeah. Bate and Dunn were by far the MVPs of the match.
Yes.
They did everything.
And then you could see like Miz and Truth did the least.
Yeah.
Waller and Theory did the second least.
Yep.
New Day did the fourth least. And then the other three teams did everything.
Yeah.
Although like
yeah. Very much.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad. I don't think I'm giving it a 4.
No. I don't think it's 4.
I'm going to
it was fun.
Go 3.5.
What hurts it is that both title wins, like the actual grabbings of the title, were both very anticlimactic.
Yes.
Because the first one was great, was Waller and Theory, who got there after one of those just lame push the other ladder over people, take
don't really hit the top
the roll. World's safest bump. And then the R-Truth one where he won was the weirdest shit ever, because he like sets up the ladder.
And he stands there
and gets it just nice and like fixes the horizontal supports between the two big legs, and then slowly climbs it. And nobody's doing anything, and slowly keeps climbing it, and gingerly takes the belts off, and the match is over.
Yeah. And like when he was doing the left of the ring, he looked up. The crowd was like, "Yeah, okay, yeah."
Yeah.
And then they died.
Yes.
As he was doing all this stuff.
I was gonna say,
what are you doing?
If from that point on everything had gone quickly, fine.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
No.
It was very slow. And I don't know if like one more thing was supposed to happen or if Truth was just really slow about it for some reason.
Scott, he's 50 something years old.
Could have fooled me.
I was going to say, it's insane. Like,
it is.
The career that he's had that I like probably a vast majority of people don't know about.
Like,
yep. NWA champion,
yep.
K-Quick in 2000 with Road Dogg, yep. When he was wearing, Road Dogg was, you know, the Armstrongs had a weird 2000 because like where they were all trying to be rappers.
The Armstrongs had a very black 2000.
Yeah, because like Scott was in the No Limit Soldiers.
Yes, he was. Wasn't he?
Brad. Something like that.
Brad was.
Brad Saw.
Yeah. Yeah, he was Brad Saw.
And he was like Colonel B or something. And
yeah, shit, what was he? God, if only we had done a podcast where we watched every episode of 2000 Nitro.
But yeah, him.
It's whatever he did after Buzzkill, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Road Dogg, when he was with K-Quick, was wearing like those big suspenders with tie-dye t-shirts underneath.
Yeah, and like baggy airbrushed pants.
And rapping.
And rapping, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. That was an interesting time in our nation's history. It was kind of the real peak of Wiggerdom.
Yeah.
It really was. Yeah. Really
and
was.
The Armstrongs were on the train hard.
Yeah.
And good for them. I support them. I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to start doing whatever the hell they were doing 24 years ago.
You popping open an energy
drink,
buddy?
No, I'm popping open a sap.
Anyways, what are you giving it for?
3.5. Same as the ladies.
3.
Equal. Equal time.
You predicted 3.25.
I think I'll stay. And I thought I was going to like underrate it because I always underrate things, but I'm like, no, maybe not.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't like things, then you don't like, I don't like wrestling. I hate wrestling.
I don't like anything.
Except for if it's guys taking really scary bumps on their head.
Like we
saw Josh Briggs take one and we saw Kyle Fletch take one.
Oh, we did. There's like a thick boy three-way from the
NXT
show the Mania weekend. And they did so a guy has a guy in a DVD.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not even the scary one I was talking about. I was talking about the catch the kick.
They also did
a double backflip and Josh Briggs quit halfway through.
Yeah, real scared of the backflip and then just took like a really bad neck bump.
Yeah.
But the other one, which went as good as it could have gone, but a guy has a guy in a DVD. But the guy doing the DVD is also in an electric chair.
Oh, God.
And he walked away from the corner. He got 2 or 3 steps away, and it looked impressive.
With two 6'6" guys on top of him.
Yeah, crazy. Like,
it was impressive.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Shout
out to Black Icon Obafemi.
Cody Rhodes.
Cody Raheem Rhodes.
Next up is the match that we didn't know officially what it was when we did the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But we assumed there would be a Latinos 3-way or 4-way. Or, sorry, 8-man or 6-man.
It was a tag.
Just being a tag that was announced as Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee against Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar.
Yeah.
However, they did a gimmick on SmackDown where Dragon Lee got taken out by Lego del Fantasma. And so the only guy that could replace him was who I thought was clearly not turning on Rey Mysterio, Andrade El Idolo. The
heel turn in the world. Noted unlikable man, Andrade.
So we predicted, or Dave Meltzer gave it 3 3/4. The cage match is a 5.60.
Which reflects significantly less than 3 3/4. But we, do I speak for everyone in that we liked it?
Oh, yeah.
We liked it a lot.
It was good.
Scott, you said you predicted 2 3/4. Kelly said 2 3/4. I said a 3. We also all three said that the heels would win, which we were wrong about, because Andrade, not only did he not turn heel, has still not turned
Remains
heel.
Remains a good guy.
Very weird.
The hell is going on?
That 3 3/4 and a 5.6 is very low.
Yeah, I think that's low.
It was a really solid lucha match.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was.
And like the chops were insanely mean.
Yeah.
Andrade at one point had a very clearly defined hand mark from Santos Escobar that just stayed there the rest of the match. They did the very cool Cruz del Toro stands on the second row. No.
Launch.
Is it him or DJZ?
It might be Joaquin.
Joaquin, I don't know, one of them. Stands on the second rope outside on the apron while the bad guys are in the entranceway, and Carlito and the other one grab the second rope, give him a couple bounces, and then fucking rocket him.
Yeah.
Shoot him up in the air, and it's such a cool spot.
I'll tell you what, I was walking to the rewind button to see that spot again.
Very low rating. I definitely am going to go higher. Is this the best match so far?
4 3/4?
Not that high, but I will go, I'm going to go 3 3/4. I want to overrate it.
You gave it the same as Dave.
I did.
And both much higher than what cage match would reflect.
Yes. I mean, I'd give it 3 3/4.
So you both think better than the first two matches?
Think so. I think so. I think Becky and Rhea was a real, like we said, like a SmackDown main event.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but you
the,
guys
the tag match, we said.
You guys like, hate women and I love them.
The safest tag match ever. Or the safest ladder match ever. And I don't know, like this one, I thought everything was really smooth. Dom's got great heat. Like, it wasn't too like overdone with beating up Rey and hot tags, and the interference was fine.
I given everything 3.5?
And we
so
discovered
far?
That Alberto Carrillo is the most like jacked person on the planet, who barely wrestles.
Oh yeah, I'm like, who's that?
Yeah, you're like, who's the ripped one?
He had 17 abs.
Yeah, it was crazy. So far, you have done a 3.5, 3.5. And
I'm going to buck the trend with this one and go 3.5. I can't say it was better than the first two, but I can't say it was worse.
Also, why wasn't Dragon Lee there?
Yeah.
Like, why I don't know.
Why did it, I mean, I guess if you want the Andrade storyline, you give him a push, whatever, that's cool. But like, you could have just done Andrade to begin with.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, I guess he was vaguely heel and then turning face to join Rey.
I guess I don't know why Dragon Lee gets gets fucked in this scenario.
Whatever. Next up, we have the Blood Feud. The third ever, or fourth if you do it in kayfabe. Brother versus brother.
Brother versus brother.
WrestleMania.
Shane versus Stephanie.
Yep. Jey Uso defeats Jimmy Uso, 11 minutes.
Yep.
Dave Meltzer gave it 3/4 of a star.
Fucking generous.
Cage Match gave it a 2.86.
Damn.
You guys said Jimmy. I said main event Jey. So
and
I got it right.
We should learn to never dispute you. Because we thought there'd be more feud. Also, the way the match was going, you would have kept betting Jimmy until the end where Jey just won.
Yep.
It was so weird.
We gave it, Scott, you predicted 3.25. Kelly said
three. I didn't go too high.
Kelly said three.
Okay.
I also said 3.25.
Okay, so we didn't go, we're like, oh, it's going to be 4.5.
This was so bad.
This might be one of the worst WrestleMania matches of all time. It's fucking
I
bad.
I think someone pointed out that it was either rated the same or lower than
the Bolsheviks versus...
than Jerry Lawler versus Michael
Cole. The Usos continue to confound me when it comes.
I'm writing that down.
To WrestleMania, because they don't want to do anything.
Why don't they want?
You're on
WrestleMania.
Like in
you got a singles on WrestleMania. Yeah.
The only thing I like, and again, you don't have to like drop each other on your heads or anything like that. But fucking
do anything.
There was 17 super kicks and 3 splashes. That's the whole fucking match.
I was gonna say we didn't need to count anything else because that was all
and
the moves.
A lot of it was.
What the fuck happened?
Did it square up? I throw a punch, you throw a punch. I throw a punch, you throw a punch.
Yeah.
Then start selling them a little bit, mm-hmm. and then get tough again.
Yeah.
And then do the same thing with super kicks back and forth. And like it wasn't wrestling at all.
No, it was the story.
It was the story. It was striking.
Yeah. It's one of the biggest failures of a match I've seen in recent memory.
Yeah, because both of them in theory are good. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know
good
this.
Matches.
I don't know if you let me take you in the Wayback Machine. Don't flick my ear and then celebrate flicking my ear, piece of shit. Let me take you in the Wayback Machine 12 months into the distant past, where the Usos had a 5-star main event with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn at last year's Mania. What has happened in the interim?
My only guess would be that they are making such good money that they want to keep this going, so do as the least amount of work you can to wrestle 20 more WrestleManias.
Well, if they've learned anything from their father, it's all about money.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like don't even risk anything. Like continue, just keep riding the train.
Or maybe what they were doing they thought was good.
I mean,
they didn't set out to have a bad match.
No, of course.
So I think they had a plan and it failed.
Yeah.
Did the crowd start turning on it? I can't remember.
Sort of.
Not as...
They kind of stopped paying attention.
The day one crowd was a lot weaker than the day two crowd. They were quiet for a fair bit of stuff on day one.
I think they were cold.
They might have been cold, to be fair.
We kept having the WrestleMania weather update.
That was funny.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because, like, for non-wrestlers saying, oh, no, it's 52 degrees and 45 with the wind chill. We're like, that's an awesome temperature to wrestle in.
Yes. Not to be a fan.
Yeah. Unless, it sucks to sit and watch for 4.5 hours, sure. But, like, for the wrestlers, that's not too cold.
No.
P.S. Like, unless you're, like, well into, like, below freezing temperatures, it's nice to wrestle. Like, you warm up in 30 seconds because you're doing shit. You're moving. You're not going to get too cold unless it's fucking freezing.
I was thinking of the opposite with that GCW show in Florida where all those schlubs were just vomiting and passing out in the heat.
Yep. I did hear today that they're considering moving WrestleMania to May.
And I also heard that.
And they will no longer be doing it in the Northeast.
Oh. Sad.
So it'll just be a lot of California, Dallas, and I guess Vegas at some point.
Definitely Vegas.
Although I did hear them talking about doing.
Are they doing Vegas next year?
They haven't announced, which is weird.
It was supposed to be Minnesota.
Well, it was supposed to be announced at Mania what next year's Mania is, like they do every year. And I think they had even said they were going to, and then they didn't. So I don't know if something fell through or if a better offer came along. But everyone was saying Minneapolis, but now there's a lot of Vegas talk. So I don't know.
Well, Vegas is honestly like the hottest thing going right now.
Yeah.
And if they could do it inside the Sphere, that would be awesome.
That'd be sick, but it's too small.
I know, it's way too small, but that'd be so cool.
Yeah.
I've
been inside, no big deal.
They could do the NXT pay-per-view from in there.
They could. They could do Stand and Deliver 2025 inside the Sphere.
That's pretty sick.
That would be cool.
Could you imagine how cool that would be? That would be the coolest thing I could ever think of. Is wrestling inside the Sphere in Vegas. That whole wall behind you becomes your TitanTron.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
as you
cool.
enter. Like, that's such a fucking cool thing.
The Sphere was very cool. I will say, yeah. I wish Greg. We had, well, I wish we, I don't know, had sat, I don't know,
cheaper,
two rows different and saved $100 American, but, what do I know?
Well, that's why you don't let daddy Adam do the things he wants to do.
Dadum.
Don't let Dadum do his thing. Mm-hmm. You gotta stop him.
Lesson learned.
Yeah, I mean, I assume, like, judging by Kelly's reaction, you're giving it a dud?
I want to give it a dud.
I mean, you very much can.
I want to give it a dud, but I'm going to give it four and a quarter.
I'll give it half a star.
So, less than Dave.
You liked it less than Dave did.
Okay. You liked it less than Dave, who liked it less than Michael Cole versus Jerry Lawler. Which is fair. Don't get me wrong.
I'm honestly not afraid to give it a dud, and I'm giving it a dud.
That's interesting, because I was telling everyone you were afraid to give it a dud.
Oh, well, so good. I'm glad you lied. I'm glad you lied to more people.
You have made me eat my words, sir.
I'll make you eat something else.
You have made me eat my words and...
My poo.
Your poo. am I afraid to give it a dud?
Eat your poo.
No.
Even if you're afraid to eat your poo, it's good for you. Are you afraid to give it a dud?
No.
Dud?
I'm not.
Kelly, do you wish to rescind your
Kelly knows what he's doing. Don't tell Kelly how to do his job.
I kind of want to. Because I originally was thinking, I need to give this a dud.
No, you can. If you want to.
You can enact your one steal.
Dud me!
Oh!
Dud call him, me.
Kelly's a dud.
Dudley Do-Right.
Nice.
Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
Oscar winner, Oscar Dudley Do-Right.
Oscar winner who gets no work because everybody still doesn't want to use him because they're like...
Because they're worried
that... Blackballing him still.
I think they're worried they'll molest him too.
I mean, he's pretty handsome.
He is handsome.
You try not to molest Brendan Fraser.
Next up is the other match that we didn't know.
He's gorgeous in George of the Jungle.
I mean, yeah. He's gorgeous in lots of things. I think he's pretty attractive in the first two Mummy movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's
a handsome guy.
I think he's gorgeous in The Whale because I can see past physical.
Bullshit.
I see inner beauty.
This is the second match that we didn't know was happening, but we guessed would happen. We assumed it would be Asuka and Kairi defending the women's tag team titles against Bianca and Belair and Naomi.
But y'all forgot about Jade.
About the Storm. They're calling her the Storm.
Yeah. Is Jade, it because she's
Storm
like
Cargo?
Is she like X-Men Storm?
It's because she looks like X-Men Storm.
That's the deal?
And they're racist.
Yeah.
And she played for the Seattle Storm.
And she's a perfect human specimen.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. No one in the world is more sexually attractive than Jade Cargo.
She is the best of us. Also, this is a rare occasion we're not being sarcastic.
Yeah.
She's
just look her up. I've actually had people associated with me in my life who aren't wrestling fans who say, oh, I follow one wrestler, and like they go to look for it and I go, oh, is it Jade Cargill?
Yes, it is. Oh,
for good reason.
Is it because she's perfect?
Yeah.
I got to enjoy a very special thing. I got to enjoy seeing someone see Jade Cargill live or in any capacity for the first time when I went to All in Chicago in 2021 with Ben from Drunken Peasants, and we had like pretty good seats, so you could see all the wrestlers very well, and she came out, and like seeing Ben see this specimen for the first time and just like I've never seen wider eyes, and he's like, she is striking. It was awesome.
Like, you look at
it
her.
It was awesome.
You look at her, and it's almost like looking at Medusa.
Yeah.
Not the wrestler Medusa.
No,
the mythical Gorgon.
Yeah.
Gorgon.
Yeah.
You see it, and you're just like,
oh my God.
And you're frozen in place. You're become stone.
Yeah.
Or as hard as a rock.
She is the best of us.
Yeah.
Not at wrestling, though. Although she did fine here, because she did two moves and did it.
She was very well protected.
Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi defeat Damage Control of Asuka, Dakota Kai, and Kairi Sane. They only go 8 minutes. Dave gave it 2 stars. Cage match is a 5-3-6.
Mm-hmm.
Scott and I said the Kabuki Warriors would win, and Kelly said that the African Americans would win.
Good job, Kelly.
So good for you. Scott, you said 3 1/4. I said 3, or Kelly said 3.5. I said 3 3/4 because we thought it was the tag match.
Yeah.
Factoring in one more, only okay and not that great member on each team. Yeah. It's a little high. I don't know if it's a 2, Dave, but.
They, I mean.
2's pretty bad.
2 is, what would you describe a 2-star match as? Fair? Because, like,
sure,
3 is good.
Yeah. I go 3.5 or 2.5 is like
average.
An average match.
Yeah. That's right? Fair.
So two is slightly below
average. Slightly below average. 3 is good. 4 is great and go up from there.
Sure. What's 6?
6 3/4 is super great.
Godlike.
Yeah.
The only thing I really remember with this match was just
Bianca Belair being like
whipping Asuka. Well,
there's that.
There was the one good whip.
Just her being the workhorse of the match.
Yes,
like she did everything.
Yeah.
While her two partners, like Naomi's good but not great, and they obviously, I mean, Jade didn't do anything until she got tagged at the end. Right?
Correct.
So
that's her role.
That is her role. Future Women's World Champion.
I think so.
I'm gonna go 2 3/4. That seems like a reasonable number for this match.
Yeah, if...
Unless you want to give it 3.5 and keep it going, Scott.
Right, you know what? I don't want to give it 3.5. Mm. I want to hug and kiss you. But as far as the rating, like if it was just on... like, and it very well could have just been on SmackDown because they didn't do a lot. I can't tell you one thing. I know Jade won with her move.
Yep.
And that's the
end of that. Did like a toss-up with Kyrie, like a grab her by the head, throw her up into like the choke, and Kyrie like someone sucked out of it, and Asuka did a kick or something.
That sounds like something that happened.
Something like that.
2 and you gave it 2 3/4?
2 3/4.
I'm between 2 1/4 and 2.5.
Well, I'm giving you 2 1/4 because that's what you said first.
You know what? You got me there.
Okay.
I'll say 2.5.
All right.
Split the difference.
Yeah. After that, we got the semi-main event. WWE Intercontinental title match. Sami Zayn defeating Gunther, breaking his streak of
666 days. Kelly, what do you think about that?
No.
Dave Meltzer gave it 4.5. The cage match is an 8.51.
Okay.
We all said Sammy would win.
Yep.
Scott, you and I said 4.5.
Yep.
Kelly said 4 3/4.
Hmm. Thoughts?
I'm very close to enacting my one steal and taking Kelly's rating.
Ooh. Dangerous.
It was exceptionally good.
Yeah. It was great, and it was simple in a good way.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, it was nothing that fancy. It was just, I guess, besides the brainbuster at the end.
Brainbuster at the end, yeah, it was really good.
Which
but, like,
was awesome.
The heat was great for it. Like, the crowd really got back up for this match.
They got the crowd back. Yeah.
They had just, like, great ring psychology. Like, nothing felt out of place, blown. Like, they didn't drag it on too long. I mean, they went...
How long did they
go? They went 15.5, but it did not feel like a 15.5-minute match.
And that's like the right length they should have
got. Yep. And the finish was awesome. The brainbuster and then the hell of a kick.
Yep.
Like, it was everything. It was
like, and then just like collapse on him for the
perfect finish. Heat.
Yeah.
Like perfectly great, like fired up.
There was a couple like brutal Gunther power bombs.
Yeah. Brutal Gunther power bombs and like some brutal chops, like always. I don't want to spoil anything, but it is the best match of the weekend, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
So I'm going to steal Kelly's 4 3/4.
Yeah, I'm between 4.5 and 4 3/4.
Well, 4.5 because that's what you said first.
Hey, let me actually think about that one while Kelly says a thing. I want to order last. I haven't decided on what I'm having for my appetizer, so you guys order and then I'll order last.
You son of a bitch. I hate it. Like, I mean, yeah, the match was great and all that stuff. I hated like the montage thing up, like that sets up to the match because it was all like the weird, like, because it's like that thing where the WWE is like, we kind of want to be a movie. where like they have Sammy being trained by Chad Gable.
We're making movies, pal.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all like this, and like they ripped it. I know, like they ripped it off. I think they ripped off Rocky IV like almost word for word in one of the scenes.
Yes.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, also, New Day in the ladder match, because Xavier was.
Oh, right.
Consequences Creed. It didn't occur to us. And we're like, Kofi must be dressed as someone, too. He was dressed as Rocky. It was Rocky and Creed.
Yeah.
We're stupid.
Yeah, we are stupid.
Yeah.
Like that. sorry, how did you say you're mentioning?
I'm keeping it as is.
4 3/4?
Yeah.
And.
Well, then I don't want to go back
to 3.5?
Yeah, I'll go back to 3.5. 4 3/4. God. Everyone's a bully.
Well, don't be so dorky and ugly, weirdo. Main event was Bloodline Rules. If Rock and Roman win...
Wait, this match was Bloodline Rules 2?
Oh, I mean, sort of. It was a just do whatever the fuck you want match.
It was, but it wasn't official. It was a different kind of do whatever the fuck you want.
The Bloodline of Roman Reigns and The Rock defeat Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins 44 minutes and 34 seconds. Whoa.
This is the longest match I've ever seen.
The second longest match in WrestleMania history. The first match being a 60-minute Iron Man match.
Yeah.
So intentionally going 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Plus, because they went longer.
Yeah. This is the longest match of all time that wasn't guaranteed to go 60 minutes.
Yes. All three of us said the Bloodline.
Yes.
Because
we know how to book.
Dave gave it 4.
Dave.
The cage match is a 7.36. You said 3.5, Scott. Kelly said 3.25, and I said 3.
Dave gave it 4.
Yeah.
Cage match was 7.3, you said?
7.36.
Which reflects about a 3.5. Both of those are too high.
Yeah. Yeah, this was the longest thing that had ever happened.
I don't know how much I enjoyed this match.
I think I enjoyed this match. There were tiny parts of it that I liked, but I think it was more so of nostalgia purposes.
Yeah.
Because it's The Rock.
Uh-huh.
I did like that at one point the crowd very much turned on Cody and was cheering for The Rock.
Yeah.
But then that kind of swerved back around. I think The Rock kind of got the crowd back on Cody's side.
And they did a really smart thing in the main of day 2.
Yes.
To make sure that the crowd was against the right person.
Yeah. There was a lot of outside brawling.
I'm going to say 25 minutes of it.
Yeah, like they fought up in the crowd and then to like a production area.
And like stage.
And the stage.
And didn't do anything.
Nope.
No.
While they were brawling. They just brawled.
Obviously, you're protecting The Rock, right? The Rock is worth billions of dollars. He's old as shit.
Yeah.
He obviously has got lots of other ventures going that he can't be hurt for, so you protect The Rock. You don't need to do 45 minutes of brawling and gaga and killing time.
I don't know why they could have done
less than 30 and it would have been the same match.
Yeah, you slice 20 minutes off this match, it's 100 times better.
Yeah.
I don't know why it possibly needed to go this long.
The Rock did say the F word.
The Rock swore so many times.
The Rock's discovery of swearing at age 50 is one of
pathetic.
The things. Oh. No, is one of the things that's keeping me alive.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
And he's like the only one that can get away with it.
Yeah. And he like.
Yeah, really? Like he actually is.
And he's going hard with it.
Yeah.
Like he didn't like say shit once. He said fuck 100 times. Yeah. It's awesome.
Well, when you got one favorite swear, you use your favorite swear.
Like in 1997 when Bret Hart learned the word ass. That was a good time.
Ah! Did you just knock your water over everywhere?
I knocked the water over with the cap on, so how about it's patented Yeti MagSafe technology.
Hey, Scott, why don't you pick up that bag of Doritos using only your feet?
I thought I had prehensile toes. I was told wrong.
Threes and a bits we gave it are high. I mean, it was nothing. The finish was the finish. The finish was what it needed to be.
Yep.
The Rock beats Cody clean with a people's elbow.
That's right.
He won the title with that.
I know.
Probably,
but
probably
just,
more than one.
It just seems so silly for a 50-year-old,
oh, yeah, for sure,
beefed up Rock to beat him with a people's elbow. Yeah. But I mean, it is what it is. Like, The Rock didn't look bad.
No, credit to Rock. Like, it was paced okay that Rock
didn't get blown up. He had one kick Seth and fall over into the ropes.
He had one little kick and fall down.
Which I think he then yelled at the crowd to shut the fuck up.
Of course he did.
At one point, he also told the referee, because they were on the outside brawling, and he told the referee, if you keep fucking, you're fucking fired if you don't stop counting. Yeah. And he's like, and you know I can fire you, which is good. It's good. I like heel Rock.
Yep, no, that's funny.
Yeah, three. I think even my three is high. I'm going to go 2.5.
I had 2.5 in my head, but I almost...
Oh, but you're going to steal?
No, but I almost want to just go 2.
Okay.
Like, I don't think...
I'm typing 2.
I don't think I liked it. Well, it was too damn long.
Make that decision. I'll say it was a 2.
Fair enough.
Oops. I accidentally pushed 3, so Kelly gave it a 3.
Make a note that Kelly's 2 was more confident than mine.
My 2 had balls.
Mm-hmm. With stuff tattooed on them.
Yeah.
Man Mountain Rock.
So that was the end of day
one. I like how most of the things you have to remember are 1995 gimmicks.
Yeah. Anyways, Friar Tuck.
Nice. Friar Ferguson.
Friar Ferguson, sorry. Friar Tuck's the real thing. Yeah.
It's okay. You don't have brain damage.
Was he a mole or a bear in the Disney?
Friar Tuck was
a mole.
Mole, right? In Disney?
No,
Robert?
Maybe a bear.
No, Little John's a bear.
Little John was a bear.
Friar Tuck's not also going to be a bear.
No. He was either a mole or like some kind of burrowing animal.
Got to be a burr.
Yeah, I guess he's a mole. I don't know. He kind of looks like a bear.
Yeah, see?
Oh.
This is very bearish.
He sort of is a bear, but doesn't have very bear hands.
No, but he's got bear ears, and I think it's just because of the friar haircut.
Does he have
It makes him look like a mole.
Does he abide by the Second Amendment? Does he have the right to bear arms?
He does.
Okay.
Is there a Wikipedia?
I'm literally...
Robin Wiki?
I mean, there definitely is. Friar Tuck, Disney animal.
There's a Disney Wiki fandom.
Friar Tuck is the tritagonist. Okay, get out of here.
He's always a badger.
He's a badger.
Oh, okay.
Originally to be a pig. Fun trivia from the good people at the Internet Movie Database. Originally, Friar Tuck was to be a pig, but was changed to a badger to avoid insulting religious sensibilities.
Aww.
Can't have any Christian pigs.
Aw, well, good to know. Better go tell all those pigs on the farm, Pictons. Sorry, guys, you can't be Christian. You can keep eating those dead native women, but no praying to Jesus.
So you don't think prolific serial killer William Picton's pigs are going to heaven?
I don't think so.
That's sad.
I don't think they can be christened. Anyways, day 2.
Feeding dead native prostitutes to unbaptized pigs.
Day 2. This time they said the
this
number...
This time it's personal.
The number was the same or bigger?
They always say day 2 is,
day,
is a
bigger.
Few people yeah. bigger, even though both are just sellouts, so they'll be the same.
Opening match was for the WWE World Heavyweight title. Drew McIntyre defeats Seth Rollins to win the title.
How long did it go?
10 minutes, 40 seconds.
I will tell you every move in this match.
Yeah.
Yep.
Claymore.
Yep.
Double arm DDT.
Curb stomp.
That's it.
The end?
The end.
Pretty much.
I hate those matches.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a real...
If you're going to do that, make it short.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a real... Do 5 minutes.
Oh, sorry. There was a couple belly-to-bellies on the outside, which actually looked really good.
Oh, yeah. Those were actually good. And, they were the opposite of Big E killers. Yeah,
definitely.
Seth jumped 100 miles in the air.
On a bad knee.
On a bad knee. Oh, yeah. Seth, I guess maybe yesterday or today, had knee surgery.
Oh.
So
he got injured by wrestling recent fiery Jinder Mahal.
Yeah. In January, and then basically couldn't wrestle until Mania. Yeah. And then toughed out Mania, but I guess needed surgery. So here we are.
And Seth's entrance reminded me of... Was every entrance in WrestleMania fucking stupid?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's entrance was garbage. Just nonsensical garbage.
So was Seth day two, was that like the Mardi Gras shit?
Yeah.
And day one was just, day one he was wearing like a big flower
on his flower dress.
Seth Rollins looks like a fucking asshole.
Yeah. He's the biggest loser in wrestling.
He's a clown and I hate him. Good wrestler, hate everything else about him. Hate his personality. I hate his jerk off look.
I hate his jerk off name.
I hate his jerk off face. And I hate you, jerk off.
And his wife.
And your and jerk off
kid
wife.
Whose name is Rue.
And your jerk off
R O U X.
Yep.
Ugh. Yeah.
She's named after what you make gravy with.
Meltzer gave it 3.5. The cage match is a 7.53. Scott said Drew, and Kelly and I said Seth.
Fools.
You and Kelly said 4 stars. I said 4.25 stars.
I mean, it could have been.
Yeah, it could have been if Seth was 100%. And
if it wasn't a Paul Heyman special finisher fest.
Yep. Like we said, it was fine. It was good.
It was good.
Could have been better.
Yeah.
Could have been worse. It was a very, like, it was a secondary PLE main event.
Yeah. I will be giving it my first ever
3.5 stars.
3.5 stars. Now that's confidence.
I'll give it
7 thumbs up.
If I wish.
I wish. What an interesting response to that.
I'll give it a 3.
I'm also going to give it a 3. But I wrote mine first. So you stole it from there, me.
And technically, that's copying.
We should mention, after Drew McIntyre won, he went up to the announce table, stood on it, and started talking to CM Punk.
Yeah, Punk was doing commentary.
Like, the funniest thing on either night.
And like, he was jaw-jacking him, and Punk's just sitting there listening to him. I was like, why are you yelling at me? You should be out there enjoying
the moment. That's true. Yeah.
And he's like yelling at him more. He's like, I can't hear a word you're saying.
I'm wearing cans. I can't hear a word you're saying.
I think Drew said something like, I hope you understand something.
Yeah.
And Punk said, I hope you understand. I can't hear a word you're saying because I'm wearing cans.
it's
perfect.
I've never hated Seth and liked CM Punk more.
Yeah.
And then Damian Priest came out.
So McIntyre was celebrating.
He has Kelly and it's bisexual Undertaker.
Yes. McIntyre was celebrating and Punk cheap shot him, took his elbow brace off. Hit him with the elbow brace.
Yeah.
Put it back on. Priest's music played. He ran down. They handed him the briefcase, the senior money in the bank.
Yep.
This time they didn't do a bad job of, you're cashing this in right now?
Oh, my God.
You want to use this right now.
Yeah.
So right now, while your opponent is laying unconscious in the ring, you want to use this to cash in to get a title match.
Who's on first routine.
Yeah. He comes in, ref does it, they go right fucking away, he throws
hits
him in
a
the
move,
ring.
Pins him.
It's a, did he, no, he hit a move kick out.
No, kick
didn't
out.
He?
No, one move pin.
Mm.
It was like it's. I think it's listed as like a 6 second match or something.
Yeah, it's like choke slam.
Seven. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, it was the sick choke sit out choke slam, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, Priest wins the title. Punk has a good old chuckle, and now
remember, Priest was supposed to be turning face for like a year leading up to this.
First Puerto Rican world champion in 50 years,
besides Cody Rhodes.
He's Cuban.
My mistake.
And also, this was before Cody.
You know, Cody was the Cuban world champion of ROH.
Gotcha. Next up was the 6-man tag Philadelphia Street Fight.
We called the shit out of this one because it was an announced one.
It was announced, but we knew it was happening.
Good for us.
Special guest referee Bubba Ray Dudley.
We didn't call that.
The Pride, which we didn't know that's what they were called.
I had a dumb joke in my head.
Oh. Tell your dumb joke.
We were talking about the Cuban thing. I was like, you know, there was a time where Cubans could not call their dogs. It was known as the Cuban whistle crisis.
No. I won't allow it. Do not clap for yourself.
No, I like it. I'm in.
No, Drew.
I'm Team Kelly.
No.
Oh, he's Barry Horowitz.
Oh, he's doing a full self-pat on the back. Drew doesn't like it. Drew just has oppositional defiant disorder and likes it because I don't.
Correct. Not going to deny it.
Not even
going to pretend like that's not the true answer.
If I had liked it, Drew would not have.
100%? 100%. Got to be opposite Scott because I hate him so much. Even though you're being delightful today.
You're being delightful, but you have to go.
So the Pride, which we didn't know that that's what we were called.
And the Final Testament?
Angelo Dawkins, Bobby Lashley, and Montez Ford with B-Fab.
Who recently were heels.
Yeah, they're trying to make them heels.
In spite of the fans, who refused to boo them.
They defeat the Final Testament of
Acom. So now they're faces again, and they just get cheered less.
Acom, Karrion Kross.
I don't know.
Razor, with Paul Ellering and Scarlett. Meltzer gave it 1 3/4.
Solid.
The cage match is a 5-4-2.
Okay.
Scott and I said the Prides, and Kelly said the Testament.
Racist.
1.5 from Scott, 2 from Kelly, 1 from me.
We're all in the ballpark?
I'm sticking to my 1. It was boring. The Authors of Pain got taken out very easily,
so early.
And then just were out for the rest of the match.
Yeah, then just like 3 black guys gang beat a nice white man
and
for most of the
match. Do you remember the amazing spot involving B-Fab?
I remember a very
Scarlett?
Funny little spot involving our favorite wrestler on either side, B-Fab and Scarlett.
Yep.
O'Hara?
Scarlett O'Hara. B-Fab
does
came
she,
in.
Does she have a last name?
And she, no.
She's just Scarlett.
She was Scarlett Bordeaux.
But
not WWE.
Gotcha.
So the Karrion Kross.
In relation to Parker Boudreaux.
Could be. The next Bobby Lashley?
Yeah.
So B-Fab came in and broke up a pinfall from Karrion Kross with hitting him with a chair. Scarlett got in the ring behind her.
Yeah.
Picked up an unused garbage can.
It just really gave her the business.
Got it way up over her head. The highest she's ever lifted anything
she was
in her life.
She was going to get her so good.
And gave her the meanest, most vicious, like, corner of the can, cut open the back of her head, blast with that garbage can that woman could even muster. Or she barely touched her.
I don't know if she touched her. It was the top one safest thing
I've
ever seen.
It was a real, I'm going to move my hands like this. it was real sad.
Was there something funny with the accompanying women in the Lucha match on day 1, 2? Did Zelina and... the other one, Electra
Lopez.
I think they did something less than perfect as well.
Probably.
But I don't remember what because it was many years ago. But don't make them wrestle. Not every woman has to wrestle.
They can be managers. They make the same money.
They can just hang out. It's fine.
Yeah.
Don't make them wrestle if they're bad.
Yeah.
And guess what? A lot are bad.
A lot are bad. Unless they're Japanese or the occasional Mexican or black.
Yeah.
There was like a dumb spot where Bubba Ray like just kind of turned full face, put the Bubba glasses on.
I was just kind of as a biased referee.
Made the Pride get tables so they could put them through the tables. Like,
yeah.
It was
And
whatever.
The table worked fine?
Oh, perfectly. Yeah. It completely
didn't collapse the first time?
Didn't just shred just crumble like it was made of shreddies.
That was the finish, right?
That was finished.
Yeah.
And then they brought in a second table that
worked better.
Put them through.
Yeah.
It was like a Raw first half main event.
Yeah. It was not a TV main event.
It was nothing. I'm sticking with 1.
I forgot it even happened until you talked about it.
Well, that's the way you want to remember WrestleMania, Kelly. You want to not remember it.
1.5.
You're sticking with it?
Yeah. Oh, is that what I predicted?
Yep.
I'm fucking
Kelly?
Killing it.
Same with your 2? Going lower?
No, I'll go lower.
Going higher?
4?
I give it a 1.
And a quarter?
Oh, okay. Kelly's enacting his 1 steal to take my 1. Next up, a singles match between Los Angeles Knight defeating AJ Styles, 12 minutes, 3.5, 6.81 on cage match. We all said LA Knight.
Yes.
You said 2 3/4. Kelly said 2. I said 2.5.
I think it was better than we all expected it to be.
Yeah, I think so. Now ask me anything that happened I will tell you.
I can't remember.
AJ did a good Styles Clash off the second rope.
I don't think that happened.
I don't know.
I don't think
did he
did.
Do a cool
I think he did a good
forearm.
Probably.
Did he do the spiral tap?
No, because his huge body doesn't know how to do it anymore.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think I remember a single thing from this match.
I remember AJ doing a very good job, which is not something he always does at WrestleMania.
His second best WrestleMania match
it's
ever.
It's legitimately probably his second best WrestleMania match behind Shane McMahon, and that's not a joke. And LA held his end up. He did fine.
Yeah, he was fine.
He's a boring wrestler, but he didn't do anything bad.
He's technically sound.
Yeah,
he
was fine, and he was with a non-boring wrestler, so he wasn't boring.
And he's super over, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
As long as the crowd's behind him, it doesn't matter how bad of a wrestler he is.
Yeah.
John Cena did it for 30 years.
That's correct.
Yeah. I'll bump it to a 3. I will confidently bump it up to a 3.
Yeah, despite not remembering a single thing. Oh.
I know it was good and I know we liked it, so that's why.
Here's the two things I remember. I remember going, this is a good match. AJ's doing a good job, and so is the other guy. I'm enjoying this more than I thought I would. I remember that, and I remember it being the opposite of a finisher fest. They had a wrestling match, and then one guy hit his finisher once and pinned him.
Yep, that's true.
And that's a 3.25 in my books, pal.
Okay. Okay.
All right. You the man.
Kelly?
What did I give it?
You gave it 100, oddly.
You predicted a 2.
I mean, I it was better, but I still don't remember a single fucking thing from it, so I don't know how to rate this.
You might have... At some point, you did have a small nap.
You and Kevin both had
you
small
naps. You and Kevin
nap.
Both had small naps. I don't remember when, though.
Is this what... Oh, no. Kevin went outside to smoke during the Mexicans and then saw the Usos. And he was like, I should have done it the other way around. Yeah. towards the end of the second day, like you and Kevin both snoozed for a little bit.
I mean, I guess
reasonable.
I guess I'll give it a 3 just because I remember it being better, but I don't remember a single thing.
Anything,
that
yeah.
That it was very reasonable.
Unremarkable, but pretty good.
After that, we got WWE United States title triple threat match. Logan Paul defended against Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. 17 minutes. Meltzer here at 4.25. The cage match is a 7.84.
Okay.
Kelly and I said Logan Paul, and you said Randall Keith Orton.
Wrong-o.
You said 3.75. Kelly said 4. I said 4. Would like to hear your opinions on this match.
This had, I think, my favorite spot.
Was it where he killed I Show Speed?
It was where he killed I Show Speed dead. Noted on stream dick popper.
Yep. Very funny.
I Show Speed, who just, I know nothing about him, but I hate him.
I hate him too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's very into football, soccer.
Okay.
And he does a lot of stuff with KSI, those guys.
Seems like a real piece of shit.
Weren't he and Logan Paul involved in crypto scams?
Yeah.
Logan definitely was. Yeah. He might have been too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Logan's was like a game that was a crypto scam, right? That was his deal. Good for him. He needed the money.
Yeah. Him and Kurt Schilling.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Video game scumbags.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about Kurt. Never Hall of Famer Kurt Schilling.
Yeah, even with the bloody sock.
I know. Sad.
The match was really good.
Mm.
Yeah.
It was fun.
But the thing is, again, I don't know if it's been because it's been 2 weeks or because my brains are bad.
I don't remember much of this match.
I don't remember a lot of this match.
I don't either.
I know it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Randy killed Speed.
Yeah.
I know Logan Paul... did something.
You got it. I think Logan did a swanton into a top rope moonsault, maybe? Both guys?
Yes.
Something like that?
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
I mean, just stupidly athletic.
Yeah.
Also, I hate him.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the thing I hate most is how good he is at wrestling.
Yeah,
true. Oh, fuck. And then, that was the only, that was the one good thing about Vince still being in charge, that there was no advertisements on the ring.
No ad on the
and
mat.
Big Prime in the fucking...
Which, yeah.
I was, I'm assuming that's why he still has the belt. They want that prime
sponsorship. I honestly don't really care about the sponsorship, and I don't think I really noticed it that much.
No,
other than there was a cart at ringside that had prime products on it.
Yeah. You mean the hydration station?
That got knocked over like
every match.
Three or four times on both nights.
It was great.
And nobody was drinking any of the prime.
No.
And it was all the WrestleMania special edition prime that is probably like $15.
We should get it.
And tastes like garbage. We got the $10 Dodger one, and it tastes like crap.
Weasel piss.
Yeah. Again, because I don't remember anything, I'm going to stick with the four. And because I know it was good, but I honestly, if it's not good enough to remember specific spots, other than a character in a prime costume getting murdered by Randy Orton.
And kind of getting murdered twice.
Yeah, because the first one wasn't enough.
Yeah,
yes.
because Randy sees this guy in this padded suit, and he's like...
KSI again.
And he knows... racist. And he knows he gets to kick him. And he's like...
Oh, he booted him. Well, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's in... The suit looks pretty padded, so I can probably kick him as hard as I can. So we did, and it was awesome. And then they worked up to an RKO on the table, and they do it, and the table, the breakaway table, does not budge 1 inch on the landing, and I thought iShow Speed was dead, and I've never been happier.
Like, that table had 5 people try to go through it, and it never broke.
It never broke, right?
No.
Yeah.
I think maybe the main event had a spot, and it broke.
Yeah, but like there were multiple attempts on that, and each one better than the last, with this being the best one.
Yeah.
It looked like it hurt so bad. It was awesome. Loved it. And how did Logan even win?
He pinned Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a punch, like a foreign object punch.
Did he do some brass knuckles?
There was some foreign object bullshit.
Yeah. And then he hit a splat. This show had
a lot of splashes.
35 frog splashes.
Yeah. Because Dom, both Usos, Ray,
Montez Ford,
Logan Paul,
Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Sami
Zayn?
Maybe.
Gunther
did, yeah. Yeah, it was
a lot of splashes, and then all the super kicks were in one match.
Yeah. The show had 30 splashes and 30 super kicks. The splashes were spread out. The super kicks were in one match.
Like the Young Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with the four. I know it was good, but I just don't remember much about it. So
yeah,
I'm just going to leave it at four.
Did you say?
Say what?
Did you
say what my rating was? What did I give it before?
Four.
I'll give it 3.75 just to kind of...
I also think 3.75. Yeah. But I'm not copying Kelly.
Well, you initially had said 3.75, so...
So I'm copying me from...
You're copying... Kelly, who's copying you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
That's fine. Semi-main event of night two was the Dirty Women's title match. Bayley defeating Io Sky to win the title.
Really good.
Yeah.
Meltzer gave it
4.5.
4.5 from Dave. Wow. So same as Sammy Gunther.
Yep. 8.46 on Cage Match.
Okay.
Close to Sammy Gunther. What was Sammy Gunther? Cage Match.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Yeah, God, right. I'll ask
ask an easier question next time.
Well, just one that doesn't involve me having to go back on the fucking day. Piece of shit. 8.51.
So very similar Cage Match.
Yeah, only slightly higher.
Yeah.
We all said Bailey.
Yeah.
Scott said 3.25. Kelly said 3.75. I said 3.5. We all lowballed it.
We did.
It was very good.
Yeah. This had maybe my favorite spot that wasn't a streamer getting murdered.
Or electric chair over the top to the floor, land on your own.
I mean, that was sick too. I might have liked the spot better. Because Bailey goes for her terrible finisher.
So stupid.
Terrible
finisher. Why did anyone say that was okay?
What was wrong with the belly to belly?
Yeah.
That was fine. Belly to belly.
Thank you.
You don't think I wasn't having an internal conflict on whether or not to say it.
Yeah, you're not going
to
get away with that shit around me, buddy. You say it for real or you shut the fuck up.
No free rides. Yeah, so Bailey goes for her just absolute dog shit bottom of the barrel finisher. And Io does a head spring out of it and then like jump up to the middle rope. And did she go like do like a 180 dive and then Bailey got her back with something?
Yes.
I think.
Yeah.
Great fucking spot.
Pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
This kind of reminded me that Bailey's good.
Yeah, I mean, like,
she hasn't really done a.
When was the last good Bayley match? In 74?
NXT against Sasha Banks.
In 2015? Nine years ago.
9 years ago. The only downside to this was they really blew it with Bayley not coming out to, like, her old music, doing the wacky waving inflatable Tube Man.
Or Bayley even coming out to a baby face entrance at all.
Yeah. Still came out to her heel music.
Heel music.
Dressed as a pharaoh.
Slaves bowing to her.
Yeah.
There was a weird face entrance.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have.
Still a more likable face than Seth Rollins.
100%.
Yeah.
Fuck Seth. I'm glad he needs a new knee.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad his knee fell out of his knee. This is a very good match.
It is.
And I don't like that back-to-back years there have been very good women's wrestling matches.
I know. It's crazy.
What happened to the years where we didn't even remember who wrestled? And we're like, that was probably bad. Two stars.
Those were nice days.
Yeah. Oh, it's Brie Bella versus... Eve Torres.
Caitlin
or something. And you're like, uh-huh, one star.
Yeah. I'm glad Charlotte wasn't involved this year.
I'm glad she's almost dead.
Fair.
I'm going to give this one...
I'm glad her titty exploded again or whatever happened to her.
A 4.5 star.
4.5 star. I like your style, but not enough.
I don't like it.
To say the same as you.
That's fine. You say whatever you want, bitch.
Here's what I'll say.
Name it, bitch.
I will say it was a 4.5 star match, but it ended with a terrible move that I hate. So it's 4.25.
Okay.
I will also give it 4.25.
Coward.
Well, you heard it.
And that brings us... to the main event of WrestleMania weekend, a Bloodline rules match, meaning anything goes. Literally anything.
Anyone can cheat.
Cody Rhodes, for the WWE/WWE Universal title, Cody Rhodes defeats Roman Reigns.
Black Icon.
For the world title. 33 minutes. Dave Meltzer gave it 4.75. Cage Match gave
really high on
gave it
match.
A 9.21.
9.21. You need to settle down.
Yeah. We obviously all said Cody because we're not stupid. Although
how good would it have been? Yeah, I would give it 5 stars if Roman won.
Yep, yeah, I agree.
No matter how good the match.
Scott and I said 3.75. Kelly said 3.5. That's low. It was pretty good.
It was good.
It was pretty good.
It was well put together. Yeah. So the genius thing they did to ensure that Cody is not getting booed is because for whatever reason, I think specifically WWE, but maybe all wrestling fans, I'm not sure, but have regressed to like 1995 where they are absolutely gay for tables. Like nothing else comes close. Like thumbtack, glass, fire, anything, don't care. We want tables. So the best / worst, however you define it, thing you can do as a heel is to take the tables away from these dum-dums. So very early in the match, Cody like gets the advantage, goes outside, brings the table out. Roman comes back out, pops Cody, whatever, shoves the table back under the ring. Cody's never getting booed again.
No.
He's
100%.
He's set for the rest of the match.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Because Roman took the baby's table away.
And like, they are all babies.
Retarded
babies.
If they're this gay for tables, yes, I will say it. They're retarded babies. I'm like, you know, it kind of hurts less when you go through a table because it's higher up and it cushions your fall.
Shh.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do pro wrestling secrets revealed.
Oh,
Like
holding the blade in your mouth under your tongue?
Like dead sellout Harley Race. Got his ass.
Got him. Fucking got him. Nope, I lost my... Oh! So, the match was slower to start. Kind of like your very basic, like, main event match. It did start to pick up a little bit of steam halfway through with some bigger spots.
Yeah.
Cody started to look pretty good halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not noted big Cody Rhodes fans in this
room. We're not. But now that we know he's a black icon, we're kind of coming around.
That is true. But yeah, he you know, like it picked up some steam, and then it got to the point where he was doing his combo of doing like rolling crossroads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were like, where the fuck is Solo? He hasn't done anything yet.
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh, he's actually just going to hit. And so he did the three, picked him up again, and was going to do another one. And we're like, is this just going to, is this it? Like nothing's going to happen. Yeah. But then Solo out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Cause the camera angle, like, you know, hit him obviously.
Yeah.
Popped Cody with the thumb.
Which was the incredibly lame finish of last year's match.
Yes. Yeah. So he gives him the Tongan Spike and, or the Samoan Spike.
Yeah.
And, you know, then he's getting Roman up and then there's a bunch of very funny things that happen.
Yes.
So first.
And I slightly jumping ahead, but also starting here. This was like autistic Scott putting a wrestling match together style, because it was so like it was mathematical the way they did it, because like the first time he hits a crossroads and is clearly going for rolling ones, and as he's going for the second, Solo comes and bops him, and then the second time he does a spoiler Rock. The second time he gets two and is going for the third, and Rock comes and bops him, and then the third time he finally gets it and gets the three and wins it, and that's everything that happened. Good night. They redo the finish of last year, first of all, and then he kicks out. Oh, and then they do Solo and Roman do a combo spike spear, right?
Yeah.
They're like, oh wow, and we said oh wow because we knew he was kicking out. We're like, oh, that's like a really big thing to kick out of. Cody's just kicking out of fucking everything.
Yeah,
and we're like, okay, that's what we're doing, so that's fine. So he kicked out of that and then got the advantage, however.
Well, that... I was vaguely texting very quickly.
I noticed.
Shut the fuck up. You've been delightful, but you're being rude.
You're being
rude. Did you say the part where he, like... Solo picked up Cody and yelled at corner at
oh,
Roman.
No,
Roman, like, get him funny. Now! It's time to get him. And Roman yelled, "Yeah, I know.
I'm in the match."
Then he hits the spear.
That was real
then
funny.
Roman picks up.
The mug's empty. It can be knocked
Roman
over.
Roman picks up Cody and sets him up for the crossroads.
Yes. Oh, another, back-to-back
and
really
he,
funny
and he
things.
Does the crossroads.
Cody kicks out of two.
Cody kicks out of two. And then Roman, while still laying on his stomach on the mat, says out loud so everybody can hear him. Like
to the camera.
Yeah, like, it's a stupid move.
Bruce sucks.
He never beats anybody with it. I just wanted to show him that he doesn't beat anybody with it.
Really funny.
That was really funny.
That was a very endearing Roman Reigns
so,
moment.
So him and Solo are in the ring. And then
maybe he'll be a movie star.
Then you get big match Jay's music. Oh, no. Yeah, big... No. Jimmy comes down. No. John China comes down. Who comes down first?
I guess...
John China comes down.
Are Jay and Jimmy before Solo? Yeah, they are, because Cena neutralizes Solo.
Sorry, before Solo, Jimmy came down to do some shit.
Yeah.
And he hit a super kick, maybe?
No, that doesn't sound like Jimmy.
And Jay Uso's music played. Jimmy ran back up the ramp. They did a quick little brawl on the stage.
And then almost died.
And then did the most awkward run at your brother and spear him off the ramp through placed tables.
I'm going to conservatively 25 feet.
It was very high.
I think it was a lot further than they thought.
Yes. they kind of missed the closest table.
Yeah.
And hit the further away table.
Yeah, it looked really scary.
But, like, the problem is that the ramp's not wide.
Yeah.
So Jimmy had to do this weird, like, run in a half horseshoe.
Yes.
To get to him. Very silly.
Yeah.
Then Solo comes down. That whole thing happens. They're in the ring, ready to do some more damage.
Yeah.
John China's music plays.
Yeah.
In the most 50-year-old looking, body broke down, can't physically move.
Motherfucker can't run.
He
hasn't been able to run for quite some time.
But this really showed his age.
Oh, this was tough.
This really made him look like an old man.
Yeah.
He hustled as best as he could, but he looked so shit.
But did he also loyalty and respect?
He also loyalty and respected. He got in the ring, Solo Random. He did some terrible John Cena punches.
Yep.
Hit the duck the line, give him the backdrop, go for the five knuckle shuffle. Did he hit the five knuckle shuffle? I don't even remember.
I think he did.
I think so.
Got up and did the AA.
Got up, did the AA, was like fired up, celebrated. Then, bam, The Rock's music hits.
Yep.
So The Rock motherfuckers his way down to the ring.
100%. Absolutely motherfucks his way down to the ring.
Then gets in the ring and they do the worst, like, telegraphed John Cena throwing a terrible stand-in-place punch.
Big old swing.
So your arm lands exactly into a Rock. Like, it looked fucking terrible. And, like, why they couldn't have Cena and Rock trade for a second? Like, why it needed to be...
Cena's too unselfish. Like, Rock, just kill me. And he did.
He probably did. Yeah. Just like when he had that match with Brock Lesnar, and he told Brock, like, yeah, just fucking steamroll me.
Yep.
You just beat The Undertaker, and I'm not better than The Undertaker. But yeah, so he gives him the Rock Bottom, and then you're like, I said to you, ooh, are we getting a Steve Austin?
I think it's time. Everything's made sense so far, because Cena's last match was with Solo, and Solo beat him, so this was Cena getting his revenge on that. Then Rock is obviously involved in the feud, but also Rock and Cena have a storied rivalry, so that makes sense. So now that Rock is dispatched of Cena, it's clearly time for Rock's greatest rival of all time to come out and thwart him, which is, of course...
Diabetes?
Sickle cell anemia.
But only half of them.
Yeah. The left half.
The left half.
Which is, of course, The Rock's number one most famous rival, obviously, The Undertaker. Look, I know they've probably had a match before.
Yeah.
I can't name one.
They had a bunch in like 99.
Yeah, they had some in 99.
I guess.
Because that's when the corporate ministry was, you know,
bubbling.
Yeah.
Sure. They haven't done a lot together, and Steve Austin would have made 10,000 times more sense, but they couldn't reach an agreement on money because, I don't know, WWE's hurting for cash.
It is also that I've heard, I can't confirm, this is just rumors, I'm just spreading the rumors.
You're listening to the rumors.
Despite the obvious atrocities committed by one Vincent Kennedy McMahon,
mm-hmm.
that Austin...
At the end of the day, he's pretty cool.
Austin is very much like a loyal to the company run by Vince and not run by Hunter. And I think that's why his asking price was higher. That if it was Vince in charge, and of course none of those things had come out, I think Austin would have done it for a hometown discount.
Sure.
But I think because it's Hunter, and obviously Austin knows how much money Endeavor fucking has, that he definitely was like, you could give me $15 million.
Yeah.
You could.
And they should have.
They should have. I mean, look, Undertaker is still a great thing. Music hits, lights go out, he's a biker.
He's a biker, comes out, cool. gives The Rock one of the worst chokeslams I've ever seen.
Yep. And then lights go out.
Rivaling his one out of Hulk Hogan in 2002. Yep.
Lights go out, everyone's gone.
I did like it.
Except for Cena. Cena was still there because he was there during the celebration.
Yes.
His bald spot.
I did like that Taker made everyone disappear.
We forgot about when Cena came out and took his hat off. And he kept fixing his hair. Oh, and he kept
fixing his
just
hair.
Just kept pushing his hair back to cover the bald spot.
Like, yeah.
Listen,
take
John,
off your hat.
Listen, John, I get it. I'm paranoid about going bald all the time. I'm terrified of it. Because
sure.
I don't want to have to shave my head. Uh-huh. But if I start going bald, I'm shaving my head. But also, John Cena's, you were, like, Kevin said this.
Yeah.
You're worth $1 billion.
Get the Turkish hair plugs.
Get the Turkish hair plugs.
What are you doing?
They work and they look good.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Jeremy Piven got good ones in 1993.
Yep.
You can get something too.
Yeah. You have the money.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Hey, does he not have Jeremy Piven money?
No, he does not.
Does he not have pre-PCU Jeremy Piven money?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
And then, yeah, Cody, they did the rolling crossroads and...
Hit the three this time.
Fucking pinned his ass.
Yep.
And then Cody's music played for 20 minutes straight on loop.
So long.
And it has been stuck in my head for two fucking weeks.
Quite some time.
And it is a horrible song.
It's
the worst music I've ever heard.
It is the worst of early 2000s nu metal.
Because Cody's lame like that.
He's so lame. He's not as lame as Seth Rollins, but he's lame.
Yeah.
Did you hear the story about Dusty's gold watch?
I know of the story of Dusty's gold watch.
So, I guess when the Rhodeses were on Hard Times in the 2000s,
yeah.
I think...
Before TNA.
I think maybe during TNA, but because Cody was originally wanted to be an actor.
Yeah.
And I think Dusty pawned his gold Rolex... Mm-hmm. To send him to acting school.
Right.
Which paid off.
It must be very frustrating to be Dustin and see how much Dusty loved Cody more than him.
Yeah, really a lot more. Didn't Dusty know that Dustin's better in every way besides being a total junkie? Was that the only...
Yeah, but he's turned his life around.
He's
the best.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be mad if I was Dustin. But yeah, so, and this is in like the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
So after, I get backstage afterwards, and I guess this was mostly Nick Khan's doing because he has the most connections.
Yeah.
He and Triple H gave Cody like this nice, you know, boxed present thing. And like Cody opens it and cries and all that. And it's all very nice. But they're not just saying it's... The same kind of gold Rolex that Dusty pawned. They're saying
it's
the gold Rolex that Dusty pawned. And how could you in a million years have ever found that?
No.
Unless the rich and like Nick Khan level rich and powerful people can do things that are beyond like my dreams.
Like magic?
He's
a magician?
He kind of looks like a magician. Well, all Persian people kind of look.
Oh, magic!
All Persian people kind of look magic.
I mean, the only thing I could think of is that maybe some wrestling loser bought it a long time ago. You know, like he went, like a piece of memorabilia, some guy, but maybe it's got like Dusty's name in it or something.
Yeah, if it's engraved, that's something.
And like some loser bought it and then they found out who bought it and said, we'll give you $1 million for it or something.
Yeah, like it's possible. It just seems so unlikely.
I don't think it's real. They'll fucking give him a t-shirt and like a DVD.
They're not the Los Angeles Dodgers, but yeah, you're right. They would. They'd give him tickets to a live live event.
A house show.
Yeah.
Not even a pay-per-view,
The VIP treatment at a house show where you get to meet Indashir.
Third row floor.
Yeah. The best seats in the house, baby. And and like a bunch of Ryback shirts.
Ooh.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. It was all the faces were in the ring. They celebrated. They lift them up. His hot black wife came out.
Yeah.
And then he got on the mic and he called out Triple H. He called out Bruce Pritchard and told them that he's gay. And they were like, yep,
man,
no.
Bruce Pritchard didn't get one clap.
Nope.
No. Nobody wanted to cheer Bruce Pritchard.
Nope.
They wanted to cheer Triple H.
Yeah.
Triple H didn't want to come out.
No.
Triple H was mad that he had to come out.
Because, again, he doesn't want to be an on-screen person.
Pritchard was fine coming out, but nobody was happy to see him.
Yeah.
So
that was fun.
What are we giving it for star rating?
It's so hard to rate Smoke and Mirrors matches. Was it better than last year's?
What did we give Undertaker AJ?
I have no idea.
5.5.
I have no fucking clue.
I don't know. You would have to, somebody would have to do the research for us because I'm not doing the research.
Yeah.
Although it is all transcribed, so I could just go back and see. But I
prefer it to be cis-scribed. But that's just me.
Well, trans species, not gender.
All right, I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're a porcupine.
Aw. Weird.
You got a spiky back and butt.
It's not, I mean, it's not.
Oh, you can't even sit down to poo. You gotta, like, hover.
I haven't thought about the perils of an anthroporcupine.
Yeah. But you got a spiked dick? Does it go through underneath and then all this is spiky?
I think their undercarriage is not spiky.
I wouldn't know. I've never been near one. I don't want to be near one.
Not with that attitude.
They're a lot bigger than you think they are.
They're like, about 3-4 feet tall. 85 pounds?
Yeah.
That's
pretty good. this is really hard to rate because it is a lot of, like, Smoke Mirror. And, like, the reason it's so high on Cage Match is the nostalgia.
Yeah.
You know, you got the Rock.
It's not a 9.2 match. No, not even That's
close.
Wild.
Not even close. I'm not even sure that it breaks the 4.
I'm deciding that. I don't know.
Like, do I keep it at 3.75? Do I push it to 4? What else did I give 4? I gave Logan Paul and Kevin Owens and Randy Orton 4.
I feel like I might have given last year's 4.
You've given a lot of low ratings, Scott. I don't think you liked this show.
I don't think I like wrestling.
I mean, I don't like wrestling either.
I didn't really like that show all that much.
But Kelly, you've given some... you've given 2 4s. Never mind.
Never mind.
And I have given 3 4s. So I can't give it a 4 because it's not better than any of the 4s I've given. So
is it not?
I'm going to keep it at 3.75.
I'll keep it at 3.75. What did I give it?
You have 3.5 is what your prediction.
I'll give it. You know, actually, I'll probably. I will give it. I think I'll keep it actually at 3.5.
3.75 might be right for me. What feels right? What do I feel?
I liked it, but definitely nowhere near as much as last year.
Well, I already typed it, so it's 3.75.
And it is decided.
So you can keep thinking, you can talk out loud,
but it doesn't fucking matter.
So
the rules are the rules.
You, Scott, got 4 wrong. Kelly got 4 wrong. I got 3 wrong.
God damn it!
I win.
Fuck!
I are winner.
Fuck!
The extra one that you got wrong was Randy Orton. And the extra one that Kelly got wrong was the Biggins over the Blacks.
Classic mistake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the one that you got right instead of Kelly and I was Drew over Seth. I got Jay over Jimmy right, and Kelly got Bianca and Naomi over Damage Control right. And then we all got Dom, the bad Latinos winning, wrong.
Right. Because nobody turned heel.
Because nobody turned heel, even though he's the most unlikable guy in that feud.
Even though he's such a dick.
Yep. So.
So good for us.
Happy trails.
But the most good for Drew.
And I heard.
Drew has won yet another WrestleMania.
I've heard, but I'm not certain.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling has more than one royal family.
I know
that. It's the Zumhoffs.
I know. I know that wrestling has more than one black champion.
That is true.
And it was
black icon Cody Rhodes.
It was funny because we were saying after Cody won, we're like, well, he's going to be on SmackDown because the other title's on Raw. So like, what's the first heel he's going to defend against? And we're like, AJ Styles, who just lost clean to LA Knight. And as of the results of two nights SmackDown, yes, that's exactly what he'll be doing.
What they're doing.
So pretty funny. And I'm glad we can still decipher sort of remnants of bad Vince booking.
I love the idea of losing clean on the biggest show of the year.
Next world title challenger.
And then in theory, the next show winning the world title.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously not going to, right? Yeah. But like that's just like the funny aspect of it.
Yeah, very funny.
You lose to a guy, and then you become the world champion.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah.
That seems like enough show.
Anything else to add?
Kelly, any business to attend to?
I really gotta pee. So
Kelly's really gotta pee. Drew, what was
your front or your back?
Ooh, back pee?
No.
Oh, less exciting. Yeah. Drew, what was that word you wanted to bring back?
Oh, it was, oh, cool.